You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Women make their voices be heard at the COP15 in Copenhagen. Under the title Feminists Against Climate Change, a press conference was carried out on Thursday at the Klima Forum, the event parallel to the COP15 on the UN on climate change, which exposed the link between feminism and environmentalism and the challenges the official negotiations pose for women. The conference was organized by the World March of Women and Friends of the Earth International. Miriam Nobre from Brazil spoke on behalf of the World March of Women and Tuli Makama from New Zealand on behalf of Friends of the Earth. The experience of women against the effects of climate change and the privatization of the environment, in addition to their alternatives, were some of the issues addressed. The World March of Women is a feminist international movement created in 2000 and which gathers grassroots organizations working to put an end to the root causes of poverty and violences against women. The Environmentalist Federation Friends of the Earth, made up by 77 organizations, has a strategic alliance with the World March of Women. Let's listen to Tuli Makama's presentation.
We are going to be moving to a forum where there will be a discussion. So in order to make sure that everyone still wants to go to listen to the discussion, we will not be saying what we will say at the discussion. But just briefly on why we think the role of women needs to be amplified within the Copenhagen deal and beyond. I think I'll just touch briefly on those things. In the context where I come from, which is my country, which is a typical setting for any developing country in my region, there's a lot of poverty. The levels of poverty are beyond imagination. And what is conspicuous about that poverty is that each time it is captured on camera, it is captured with the face of a woman. It will be the face of a woman and the face of a child. And that is just how it is in our region in terms of dealing with poverty. The ones who are taking the most beating from poverty are women, and the ones who are actually trying to find solutions around how to continue living despite the poverty are women. So whilst we are seeing all these negotiations talking about adaptation, mitigation, and all the fancy concepts that are being thrown around, women in the local communities are adapting. They have had to adapt without having gone to any conference, without having heard about any plan on how to adapt. They just had to adapt because they have been given the burden of sustaining life. And you find simple adaptation ways from women, innovative ways that women come up with in order to make sure that life continues to be livable for their families and communities in situations where there is drought, which is one of the consequences that we are having to deal with as a symptom of climate change. You are finding women scraping sand next to a riverbank. And the first time I saw it, I didn't understand what was happening. But I realized that when you scrape the sand and you wait for some time, and when I say some time, I'm talking about anything from 2 hours, an hour, it's a very long time. If suddenly a pool of water will form. And that is something that did not need women to go out and talk in international thing, get caught in international negotiations talking about adaptation. So what is important from these discussions is that they take into consideration the indigenous knowledge that is sitting out there from women, the knowledge that women have accumulated over time from the University of Hard Life on how to continue surviving. I think those things should be taken into whatever deal is being discussed, and that deal should be geared towards making things slightly easier for women. When we're talking about the financing, we should talk about financing that's going to be accessible for women. When we're talking about technology, it should be technology that's going to be friendly enough to be used by women, and also to bring to ease women of the heavy burden that they are currently carrying. So I think a deal that does not consider the precarious position that women are finding themselves in trying to find responses to climate change and the devastating impact it's having on local communities will not be a good deal at all. Actually, we would be forced into not calling it a deal. So whilst with the international powers and the you know the big polluters are finding this to be a game, a game of words, a game of you know who's going to negotiate the other right down to the bottom, the race to the bottom. I think for us as people who are coming from the communities that are already dealing with the effects of climate change and knowing the hardships that are being experienced by those communities and especially the women, we find it to be immoral really to be spending so much time trying to decide whether to have a deal and what whether the deal should be about reducing emissions or not and how much should we reduce. We think it should be obvious to everyone that there is great need for the highly industrialized countries to reduce their emissions and quickly pay reparations for the damage they've done to date, and then also put in place financing mechanisms that do not include the World Bank and the GEF and all those other financing mechanisms that have failed local communities in the past.
You're listening to Real World News.